It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a Wisconsin sports writer shares the latest news on the Brewers' quest for the playoffs and the big trades they made to get ready for the home stretch. First, throughout his presidential campaign and his time in the White House, President Trump has repeatedly attacked the media and has called members of the press the enemy of the people. That was a phrase that took on a new life this week after the president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, was asked about whether or not she agreed with her father's assessment.
I have some sensitivity around why people have concerns and gripe, especially when they're sort of feel targeted. But no, I do not feel that the media is the enemy of the people.
The White House was given a chance to distance itself from the president's comments, something that Press Secretary Sarah Sanders didn't do. All this comes during a week where the president seemed to up his attacks against members of the media, calling them horrible, horrendous people and fake, disgusting news during a campaign rally. Amy Parnes joins us now to look at the ongoing feud between the president and the press. She's a senior political correspondent at The Hill, where she recently wrote the piece, Trump Takes Us Versus Them Media War to New Heights. Amy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Well, this has been going on, as you write, through the campaign, into the Trump presidency. Are things going to a new level in some ways just over this last week or two?
I think so. And in talking to my colleagues in the White House press corps, they feel that way, too. I mean, a lot of people feel that palpable sense of hostility. They're nervous at covering these rallies. A lot of them have to show up alone, go to walk in parking lots at the end of the rally, and they're worried. You know, the crowds have turned on them. My colleague Jim Acosta has had people shout obscenities at him during these rallies. So I think that's really disconcerting to a lot of people, and they do feel like it has gone beyond the pale.
And yet there is, in some ways, is a symbiotic relationship here. Candidate and then President Trump reaches out to his followers in some ways by attacking the media. The media, through the campaign, got pretty good ratings by covering these remarks.
That's the thing, is that you look at any one of the networks, and it's basically all 24/7 President Trump at this point. And so I think the networks, the cable networks in particular, have benefited from this because there is so much thirst for what's happening, and the news is unraveling very quickly, particularly with the Russia investigation and so much focused on the White House and their dealings. And so I think that there is a tremendous amount of attention being paid to the White House, and so a lot of these cable networks and media outlets are benefiting from it.
I was looking at charts of trust in the media over the years, in the last couple decades, and you see Democrats and independents holding steady, maybe inching up a little bit for Democrats, Republicans slowly declining, and then really dropping, especially under the Trump campaign. There's a definite partisan divide when it comes to the mainstream media, isn't there?
Definitely. And what's happened, I think, increasingly, and when I talk to people for the story, they kind of confirm this, but, people are in their own silos, and they're tuning into, if you're a Republican, you tune into Fox News. If you're a Democrat, you'll tune into MSNBC or CNN. And so you're constantly hearing kind of what you want to hear, but you're not listening to the other side, and you're not, you're not letting the other side convince you or have a conversation about what's happening. So everyone feels they're in the right, and it's, I think it's getting increasingly worse.
You mentioned Jim Acosta at a press briefing yesterday. The CNN reporter Jim Acosta asked Press Secretary Sarah Sanders to denounce the claim that journalists are the enemy of the people, just to say that they're not. Here's a little bit of what she had to say.
It's ironic, Jim, that not only you and the media attack the president for his rhetoric when they frequently lower the level of conversation in this country. Repeatedly, the media resorts to personal attacks without any content other than to incite anger.
Sanders talked about times when she felt personally attacked by the media. She ultimately did not say that. She said the president's statements, his opinion is clear on this. This was an uncomfortable exchange to watch at a White House press briefing. What did you make of that?
It was particularly uncomfortable, and I think it had been building to this moment. The crowd had turned on Jim a couple of days earlier, and there was all this you know, buzz about what's happening at rallies and if they were getting worse, and a lot of people felt that. And so I think, you know, and this all also comes on the heels of a couple months after the White House Correspondents' Dinner and how Sarah Sanders felt like she was being treated unfairly. So you had these two sort of duke it out. But I think it was a pretty fair question, especially in that Ivanka Trump kind of raised it yesterday in an interview and said that she doesn't believe the press is the enemy of the people. And so I think, you know, it was a fair question to ask President Trump's press secretary to see if she actually agreed with that, too. Of course, she says, you know, she's up there speaking for the press, for the president, rather. And so she was sort of defending his stance. But it was a very interesting moment, particularly when he walked out. And, you know, a lot of people just didn't agree with that and thought it was really rather offensive.
And responding to Ivanka Trump's comments, the president said in a tweet, quoting, "They asked my daughter Ivanka whether or not the media is the enemy of the people. She correctly said no. It is the fake news," all caps there, "which is a large percentage of the media that is the enemy of the people." So talk about the use of fake news.
Well, yeah, and, you know, you hear him constantly. It took him, I think, 6 minutes in his rally yesterday to kind of talk about not the issues, but the fake news in the back of the room, and he points them out, and he singles them out, and he's done this since the campaign. You know, you'll recall little Katie Turr from MSNBC. He kind of very much personalizes not just the news organization, but the actual people who represent the organization. So I think he sort of, and he does this, I think, because he knows that it kind of rallies his base. It's sort of a dog whistle to get everyone kind of excited, and, you know, and it's worked for him. I think a lot of people I spoke to agree with that. They think that this has been an effective strategy for him. It's one that would never work for anyone else, but for some reason he's able to employ it.
Talking to Amy Parnes, senior political correspondent at The Hill, about the latest between Donald Trump, candidate Donald Trump, now President Donald Trump, and the media. Amy, in some ways, people might think, well, it's good to have an adversarial relationship, say, between the White House press corps and the White House they're covering. But talk about the role of that press corps, the press in general, when they're not just covering things, they're also the object of the story of these attacks.
Yeah, I think it's a completely normal relationship. You know, I covered the Obama administration for almost his full time as president, and it's perfectly normal. And of course, every White House is going to take issue with stories and with certain reports that media outlets put out. But, you know, I think it's gone to a whole new level with this administration. And I talked to people about that. I said, you know, when do you think it actually worsened? And one Democratic strategist points out that, you know, while the Obama administration had its sticky points, she pointed to Trayvon Martin, for example, and how that was a division point for many people, how it kind of has worsened because the president will kind of bypass the press and go on Twitter and say these things and go into rallies, unlike any other president, and just attack the press full on in front of, you know, hundreds of people. And so I think that's why it's kind of stuck. And I think what people are kind of were hoping was that the president would actually say or tone it down and say, you know, these people are not the enemy of the people. You know, I do believe in free speech. This is kind of a tenet of our country and we should be for this. But he hasn't done that. He's actually escalated it. And so I think that's why it has become such a firestorm and why it's become so problematic as of late.
We've seen Republican U.S. Senator Jeff Flake, who's notably not running for re-election, criticize the president for this, saying, you know, the enemy of the people kind of rhetoric goes back to the Soviet Union, Stalinist Russia. Has there been much other reaction within the Republican Party on this?
No, I think quietly, I think a lot of Republicans sort of roll their eyes at it and think that it's inappropriate. But of course, few are willing to actually go on the record and say as much. And I think that's why it's also heightened that you haven't really had people come out and defend the press and what the press does. And, you know, I think for a lot of my colleagues, for me, it's offensive because we go out there and we, every single day, you know, we're assigned stories. We report those stories. We try to get as close to the truth as possible. And so when you're doing that, when you're trying to be a public service, in essence, it is offensive for the president to kind of take issue at large with what you are trying to do and what most people are trying to do in this profession.
Do you see, you know, we're just a couple months off now from midterm elections. Do you think that we're seeing this ramp up as an election time strategy?
I definitely think so. I mean, I talked about this earlier, but I think that, you know, his base and his supporters really kind of rally around this whole concept of fake news and the media being the enemy of the people. And, you know, you hear the cheers at rallies when he says as much. And I think that's why he is going to continue doing that, because he knows that's what they want to hear. You know, anyone that's not Fox News is sort of the enemy of those supporters, and they believe that. You know, they think that what is being said in news stories and television reports is just, they're just lies. And so I think that it really stimulates his base and gets them activated, and he'll continue to do that. I think, you know, we haven't seen anything yet. The campaign is just really beginning. I think after the midterms, you're going to hear him say it basically every day.
We'll leave it there for now. Thanks to Amy Parnes, senior political correspondent at The Hill.